The state has released its COVID-19 guidelines for skiing and snowboarding. Resorts will have to limit the number of out-of-state employees on the mountains, and every guest will be asked to provide personal information for contact tracing. In releasing the guidelines, state officials have made it clear that this winter will be like none other at the resorts or in the nearby communities that serve the mountains. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman traveled to the Deerfield Valley area near Mount Snow to see how business owners are feeling about the upcoming winter, and he has this report.
Karina Hellstrom has owned the Grey Ghost Inn in West Dover for more than 20 years, and she says the past few months have been rough.
Basically what happened, Mount Snow closed on Sunday, March, 16th. So because of that, the upcoming weekend, which was fully booked, everybody canceled. So with that, and then the governor shut us down in April.
The hospitality industry has been perhaps the most hardest hit sector of Vermont's economy during the first 7 months of the coronavirus pandemic. Hotels and inns, like the one here in Westover, lost all their business through the spring. And it wasn't until halfway through foliage that they were allowed to operate at 100%. And so now, as it becomes clear that there will be limitations on how much business the mountains will be able to do this winter, Hellstrom says she's expecting even more loss from the relentless financial fallout of the pandemic.
The reservations are just not coming in right now. So I'm worried. I am really worried what's going to happen this winter because it's completely out of my control. And this valley relies so heavily on Mount Snow.
The Agency of Commerce and Community Development has released new rules for Vermont ski resorts, and they include limits on the number of people allowed in the lodges and on the lifts. And the state says resorts will be expected to crack down on people who don't follow Vermont's quarantine protocol. The guidelines come as surrounding states are seeing a dramatic increase in coronavirus cases, which means fewer people can even travel into Vermont. At the end of June, 19 million Americans were allowed to travel into the state without quarantining under state guidance. As of last week, that number was down to less than 350,000 people. Hellstrom says it all means fewer visitors to the valley and to her inn.
We've seen so many increases in other states, and you know, they're just, and we don't have any vaccine. I mean, I think we're more prepared, and I think people in general here are wearing masks and social distance and doing the right thing. But you look around the country and you know, that's not the case. So it is concerning, because after all, people come from other states to visit here, so.
Business in Dover was off about 40% in the spring, according to the town's Economic Development Office. Things actually picked up a little this summer with tourist traffic and an increase in second homeowners riding out the pandemic. And once the inns opened during foliage, numbers were right in line to what used to be normal in this tourist-driven economy. Dover Economic Development Director Eric DeRosier says that while no one expects a record-breaking ski season this year, whatever business does get generated will be a welcome shot in the arm.
Once that ski mountain opens, Mount Snow opens in November, we're going to definitely see, you know, the traffic picking up again. Barring any major setbacks, knock on wood, you know, I think we're looking at a pretty successful winter.
DeRosier says life on the mountain and among the businesses in town will definitely be different this year. And he says the business owners that are flexible and figure out ways to adapt will be the most successful this winter.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Good. May I have a cinnamon bun and a decaf, small decaf coffee?
Absolutely.
Dave Kelly is a co-owner of Sticky Fingers Bakery, and his strategy is to hire more staff and increase the number of sticky buns and cupcakes he makes to help everyone adjust to the new normal.
Okay, so they're not going to have all the restaurants. They're not going to have the bars. They're not going to have, people are going to have to wait in these lines, which I imagine are going to be longer than usual. And then they're going to get burnt out at the mountains, waiting in the lines and not having the amenities, and then come into the village. And I'm just hoping that the village doesn't get overwhelmed with surly people from out of state, not understanding or feeling bad because they spent a lot of money and they didn't get what they thought they were going to get. And now they're going to take it out on the local population.
Back in the early winter, before COVID even hit, Tara Bourne had plans to open a food truck along Route 100 in Dover. And even as the pandemic grew, Bourne said she decided to go for it and open up her new business. Business was pretty good this fall, and Bourne says she wants to stay open during the winter. She plans to serve snowmobilers and skiers from her truck right along Route 100 and build slides and seats into the snowbank. Because, she says, it will take more than a pandemic to get people in the Deerfield Valley to give up.
Well, that's a Vermont thing. You don't go down without a fight. It's just, I would say the overall vibe, if you want to say, in this valley would be that everybody's trying to do the best they can, and that's all I know about that. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Things quiet down during stick season, and business owners in the Deerfield Valley are now catching their breath and getting ready for whatever this winter of COVID brings. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in West Dover.